Noah Harris looks like a football player. He's 6'2 and weighs close to 300 pounds. He also eats lunch like a football player.
Had five chicken thighs and some eggplant and like 10 ounces of beef.
But Noah doesn't wear a helmet or play on the gridiron. He's a thrower on USC's track and field team. His beefy build might seem ideal for throwing the shot put, discus, and hammer, but as I found out from Coach Dan Lang, there is no ideal thrower.
Throwers come in all shapes and sizes. And ultimately, it's what goes on between their ears that determines their success.
Both the men's and women's throw teams had practice on Wednesday, and before seeing Allie Williams throw the hammer, you might think she'd shown up in the wrong place. She's about 5'9", with a medium build, a far cry from the Herculean size of Noah Harris. But as she told me, throwing a 16-pound metal ball isn't all about size or strength.
Your footwork has to be together, your core has to be tight, your balance has to be on, and your release has to be good. So as long as you have all four of those, you should be fine.
That's the reason Michael Curiel started throwing the hammer back in high school. He's about 5'6 and very stocky. His teammates call him Mini Mike.
It's an event that anyone can do with good technique. You don't have to be strong. The strongest, you don't have to be the fastest. If you have technique, anyone can throw the hammer.
The hammer, the shot, and the discus. They're all about technique, grace, and balance. Of course, a little raw power never hurt either. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm James Corin.